Sure, Sri, I know that you're a great golfer now, but here you are 33 years later. What did you do tonight?
I ran the first lap. How long is it? An hour and, I mean, a mile and a quarter? Something.
I'm not sure.
I did it in over a half an hour, so it's pretty bad, but I was remembering that first one.
What do you remember about the first one?
Well, actually, I was, you know, as I was going around the course, and it's exactly the same course, the little candles in the bags and the incense at the entrance and just the feeling of, you know, specialness. But I think there was also, you know, I didn't really know I was doing the first one until a few days before. Although, inadvertently, I had trained for it to some extent. I remember one weekend I had done a 40 about a month earlier. And towards the end of July, I had done 40 miles in a weekend in the course of Saturday and Sunday. And and then someone went around a few days before and said, you can do an ultra marathon if you do these two things. It was from a newspaper article or something. Start, have a program right from the beginning of walking and running. Don't wait until you're, you know, really exhausted and then you can't do it. But right, so I, what I did was I walked the track part and I ran the outside part right from the very first lap. And the other thing was sugar drinks, and I was able to get through.
Okay. Well, from a technical point of view, you know, you were kind of prepared, but I mean, what happened to you over the night that you were here? I mean, was it all pain? Was it all joy? Was it all light, bliss, or a combination of all those things? That very first year.
I think, I don't think it was a lot of pain. It was probably difficult, especially at times, as it always is with long runs. I'm just speculating because I can't really remember exactly, but from other long runs I've done, I know there are moments where you say, can we stop now? And there are other moments when you feel pretty good. So I imagine it was probably kind of like that. But there's a feeling of elation, too, because you know you're doing something very special.
And you came back to run it or to do that first lap one more time. Why did you come tonight?
Oh, I just felt like, even though, to be honest with you, I don't feel that great at the moment. And I went home and took a nap and got up for this, and I was like, it was a struggle, I'll tell you. I think it's easier for these people than what that one lap that I did. But I just felt like it was such a nice opportunity to be kind of reconnect to it, because I hadn't in so many years.
Thank you.
Thank you.